The conference will now begin.
Shalom Aleichem Chevra, Gener Shabbos Kodesh. We're back, Baruch Hashem, going strong. Because every day there's Nekudas Tovos, and every day we have to continue to look and to search to find within ourselves the Nekudas Tovos. We have to continue to do things that are positive or uplifting, that help us going and taking walks in the physical reality, breathing in the beautiful air. And the spiritual world, continue learning, continue dominating, think of the book to Hillam, and being happy with what you're doing. Don't be down. I hear sometimes people are saying, Lashana's like, I'm doing this, but it's not good enough. I wish I could do more. That's not the time for that. Right now, the time is for Nekudas Tovos. And Nekudas Tovos is that whatever it is, even that little bit is good. That's the whole Inyan. Even when if you're davening a little bit is good, then that little bit is good. And even though 98% of it's not good, doesn't matter. The Nekudas Tovos, it's just you sowed. That the Rabbi Nachman, the Rabbi Nachman are teaching us, the emes is that it doesn't matter. The ikur is that there's a Nekudas Tovos. And if you live with that Nekudas Tovos, that optimistic, positive approach, then everything else will be okay. We put undue pressure upon ourselves. We hurt ourselves. We pain ourselves because we expect too much from ourselves. And potentially that comes from the other side, the Sitra Achra, the Gaiva. Who's expecting of you? Kodesh Baruch Hu put us in a certain matzav right now. And even if we weren't in the matzav, a Kodesh Baruch Hu puts us into a certain matzavim. He created us a certain way. He dealt us the hand. We don't get to pick our own cards in life. He deals us a hand. And so you deal with it. You deal with it in a positive way. And appreciate and thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu because it could be so much worse. Mom. Every Nekudas Tovos has to be looked upon, and it's a gem. It's a gem that you should take and put in your pocket and just be happy. Don't think about, oh, it could have been a bigger gem. You got a diamond. Be happy with that diamond. So we're continuing on page 42. We were discussing yesterday, we're davening right now. We're in tefillah. Because if a person finds Nekudas Tovos within his life, then he can actually daven the emes. If you don't find the Nekudas Tovos in your life, if you're not finding the Nekudas Tovos in the world, if you're not looking for that optimistic positivity, that side of chesed, the Avraham Avinu of life, the Moshe Rabbeinu of life, then you're not really davening. You might be saying words, saying shemayim because you went to shul, or you put on your talis and tefillin and you spent time saying words, but lav davka, it's davening. If a person really wants to daven, he wants the simcha, the gishmak of davening, he has to be a person who's looking for the Nekudas Tovos. That doesn't mean we don't daven, we don't find the Nekudas Tovos. We also daven every day. But if you want to really daven, the simcha, a proper tefillah has to be with finding the Nekudas Tovos. And on page 42, Rabbi Nachman was telling us that we know there's four types of creations in this world. There's the domain, the inanimate, the tzomech, the growth, chai, animals, and the medaber, the speaker. And we want to try to raise up from the lowest to the top. We want to go to the domain and want to try to raise it up, aliyah sa'olamos, the raising up of worlds, and send it back to the source. So Rabbi Nachman says on page 42 on the second column here, second paragraph, ki anekudas tovos kisholim makam sholim. Because when you take an anekudas tovos and you raise it up from the place that it was, in medregas ha'tachtonos, that anekudas tovos was dug, it was buried so deep in such a place within yourself that it took so much time to get out and it was so dark, so many creepers covering up. But when you raise it up, ha'ikar hu shi'alu b'chinas dibur, you need to get those Nekudas Tovos in the Madrega of Dibur, the Madrega of Tzivu. Because Dibur is the Nekuda of who we are as a human being. We're classified as the Medaber. Our whole classification, that which propels us, our superiority over the animals, is that we speak. And therefore we need to use, actualize, realize our potential through Dibur. If we do not get our deepest feelings, our deepest Nekudas to Dibur, then we are not actualizing, we're not maximizing our potential as human beings, and we're just not going to work in the most efficient way, in the most effective way. There's no chet, there's no sin here. You're just not going to be the best human being you could be, the best Ezra Hashem you're going to be. Because originally, when that Nekudas Tovos was not clarified, was not recognized because it was so dark, it was so buried deep. There's so many klipas, ra, darkness that surrounded it. That Nakuda Tovo is like an Elim, a mute. Shem Lodibra cannot speak. Just like we said, that the Chatan, the Pegamim of man, speak in the ear, they talk to us. The sins that we find in ourselves, they talk to us and they say, you're a loser, you're a nothing, give it up. Hashem doesn't love you. You could be better, your friend's better than you. Why are you wasting your time? So too, Anakudas Tovas talk to us. But if we do not find them and we do not actualize them, then they're Elim, they're mute. But once you uncover them, once you start looking for them, they start to talk to us. And they start to encourage us. And they start to make us feel better about ourselves. And then we can dive deeper. The Bechina Davanel said, Ne'alamta dumia hecheshesi mitov. That I was mute. Ne'alamti, I was mute. Dumia, I was silent. That's how I felt from Tov. I didn't feel the Tov within. And it's very interesting. Davanel uses a double lashon. Ne'alamti, which means mute, I cannot speak. And dumia, which means dome, which also means silent. What's the connect? What's the double lashon here? So it could be the ne'alamti, the lashon ilay mute, is when a human being who is able to speak does not speak, and not able to speak, he's an ilay mute. And what happens when you're mute, when you're not found in the Kudus Tovus? Then you become a dome. You become an inanimate object. You become like a rock. And if your human being was stuck in a rock all day, you wouldn't feel good, and you feel depressed, and you feel dark. That's what it's like. So when a person is an Elam, if a human being is not able to speak because they're not finding the Kudus Tovos, then he gets downgraded. He drops down from his place as the top of the food chain, the Medaber. He drops down past Chai. He drops down past Tomer. He falls onto the ground as a domain, as an inanimate object. But says something else in when you reveal that Tov, the main Hezgalus, the main revelation of Tov, the main Aliyah, way to raise up and send up that Nekudas Tovos to feel good, lift ourselves up, is Dafka through Dibur. And therefore, even though Rabbi Nachman is not saying this exactly, but we have to learn deeply in Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman talks about Tfilah, that if you want to be able to daven properly, so you need to look. But I think it is very clear according to Chassidus, and specifically Breslov and Chassidus, that when you find an Nekuda Tova in anything, when you find an Nekuda Tova in yourself, when you find an Nekuda Tova in the world, in your spouse, look for it. Speak it out. Don't leave it to your mind. Be mockery in your mind, if you want. Recognize it in your mind, but then say it out loud as a praise, as a thanks, as a bakasha, a personal tefillah. Not every tefillah that you daven, as Rabbi Nachman teaching us, not every personal tefillah that we do in there is devoted to this. Has to be, Hashem, please help me with this. Hashem, please help me with that. Hashem, please give me parnasa. Hashem, please give me health. Hashem, please this. Sometimes, and really, the ikur of his devoted this, and davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu personally, is just to recognize and to thank him, and to speak on the Kudus Tovus, in our own lives and to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you saw what happened today? I daven well. Thank you for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu, thank you for allowing me to have my children, those Nekudas Tovos in my life. Kodesh Baruch Hu, thank you for making it so beautiful today. Oh, what a Nekudas Tovos in my life. Or speaking to your spouse. Tell your spouse that Nekudas Tovos you've seen her. Don't hold it in your mind. Why? It's a beautiful thing to appreciate one's wife, or if there's women listening, appreciate their husband. But speak it out. Make them feel good. Bring that Nekudas Tovos to life. Raise it up to the Madrigas that I could be as a Bechina of Dibur. Because when you get to the Madrigas of Dibur, then you're a Madaber, you're a human being, you're an Eved Hashem, then you're realizing, you're actualizing your potential, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. You're revealing your Neshama, the Ruach Mamalala. Hashem blew within us that Ruach, the Neshama, a Ruach Mamalala, to speak. So when you speak, you're actualizing your Neshama. And when you use your words with Tov to uplift, and to point out to Kodesh Baruch Hu and Kodesh Tovos, you're just revealing more and more neshama. And when you reveal your neshama, everything in the world gets better. Your davening, your tshuva, everything is besimcha. We should be zochem to Hashem. Shabbos Kodesh is coming. We should be using our dibur l'tov, davening to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to speak with the mishpacha. Ah, Baruch Hashem for Shabbos Kodesh. Shalom, good Shabbos, and rich Hashem will continue next week. Hope.